Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend. And the first movie is Pirate Radio, based on a true story from the 1960s when England actually banned rock and roll from the radio. So Philip Seymour Hoffman convinces a group to take their show on the road, or in this case, on the water, and broadcast from a boat where the government cannot get them.
Our heroic disc jockeys become dangerous criminals. They will come after us.
Let them try. I intend to broadcast from this ship until the day I die. For a couple days after that.
So, what is cool about this movie? Well, clearly the radio part. Well, there's the pirates too. Very, very cool. You know, not the bad pirate types who steal and pillage, but the teach the man a lesson kind of pirates who fight for freedom. In fact, in honor of this movie, I seriously considered broadcasting the show from a rubber raft, you know, out back on the pond. And then I realized it's really cold out there, so I decided to stay inside where it's nice and toasty. But what about the movie? Well, just about everything Philip Seymour Hoffman does is outstanding, so I would have to guess that this movie is no exception. And I'm guessing, because instead of showing us this movie, Hollywood wanted us to focus all of our attention on the next movie this week, and now, you know, I see a lot of movies each year, and every once in a while there's a trailer for a movie that looks so amazing I cannot wait to see it, and that's exactly what this movie is. It's 2012, you know, way, way back when the Mayans predicted the world would come to an end in 2012, everyone pretty much talked themselves out of believing it until the big one hit, and now everybody's fighting for their lives.
He said that the government is building these ships. So when do we let the people know?
Our mission is to assure the continuity of our species.
Wasn't it also decided that people have the right to fight for their lives?
First of all, somebody should have definitely told me this movie was 3 hours long. So was it worth the 3 hours? Well, let's see. It stars John Cusack, Danny Glover, Amanda Peet, Alfred Molina, Woody Harrelson, and lots of others. So if you like them, well, you get to see a lot of them. And if you're fans of tons and tons and tons of special effects and CGI, well, they do some pretty cool stuff in this movie. And the story, well, you know, sometimes a bit lame and predictable. But the true test for me, could a 3-hour movie keep me from, you know, zoning out? Well, for some reason, it did. You know, this is not the best movie ever, that's for sure, but there was just something that kept me wanting to watch and see what was going to happen next. And of course, for $10 you get to see 3 hours of entertainment instead of the usual two. So, you know, I guess it's a bargain or something, kinda. So on our Movie Night Traffic Light, 2012 is a yellow light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.